This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 1/13/2021. This is show number 187. We're still in options expiration, Nick, and I guess this is pretty much a flat trading day.
It really is. We have some downticking in the Dow Jones and the Russell 2000. Russell 2000 retreating a little bit, only down 0.25%. It's not a big move by any stretch. Then you have the NASDAQ composite up about 0.5%. That's acting well. And then the S&P 500 overall is up about 0.2%. So a very, very quiet day. This is the Wednesday before options expiration. As you know, options X will be on this coming Friday. So we could see some more whipsaw here, but the volume is very, very light today. And as long as we have light volume, we really don't look for a lot of downside at all.
And this is a triple witching hour, if I'm not mistaken?
No. This is just a normal monthly expiration. We get the quadruple witchings at the quarterly expirations. But the last one we had was in December. This is just a January monthly expiration.
Right. Oh, so your normal run-of-the-mill witching hour, if you will.
Yeah, you're going to get, you know, stocks that are popular names. They'll see a little bit of, if they're up in the stratosphere, they'll see some sell pressure usually this week. Stocks that are beaten down normally will get some bounces. And then you'll get stocks that'll just be all over the map. So, we'll see how it all plays out. But this is really a light volume options X week so far. And a light volume, we always give the market a favorable upside when we have light volume.
All right. So light volume is good as far as going up. Heavy volume, not so good because that could show distribution, right?
That's right. Especially if you get a heavy volume reversal day, then there's real, real issues out there.
All right. So we kind of just keep going with the trend here. But like you said, exercise extreme caution because these markets are going to get way, way volatile and you need to be ready for when that happens.
That's right. And 2021 will have its fair share of volatility, I assure you that.
Yeah, well, you don't need to be Gene Dixon, as we used to say, to figure that one out. just the geopolitical stuff alone is enough to drive you nuts. And then the economics, the pandemic, all of these things converging to kind of shut down the global economy and open the doors for the new world order, I guess, huh?
Well, I guess that's what's coming. So we'll brace ourselves and we'll see how it plays out. But I mean, the writing's on the wall here. So we'll let the markets tell us what to do.
The writing is on the wall. Yes, that's very true. So we got a little news on Intel. Intel has been a really listless stock for a couple of years now. It's going nowhere. So they're getting a change of management. And the market's happier about that?
Yeah, the market seems to be rejoicing today. Intel's trading up by about 8%. About a week or so ago, you did have one of the hedge fund managers come in and say they wanted to shake things up at Intel, and it's starting to happen here. So you got a new CEO. The current CEO, Bob Swan, will step down, I believe, on February 15th. He'll be replaced by VMware's CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and the market is really liking this move. Now, Intel, with the move today, is up into the stratosphere. It's had a really good run. In about 2.5-3 weeks, the stock's gone from 45 and change to 60. Now, today it went above 60. It's pulled back. I would not be a buyer of Intel on this news. I think this news was baked into the cake. So what I would tell everybody is to sit back, wait for a pattern, and we'll reexamine it. But don't chase Intel up at this level just because they got a new CEO.
Well, this is a company that's in trouble. You know, one of the inventors, the developers of the microprocessor, and basically for the past 40 years, we've been using Intel only. Now, Apple was a big Intel customer. 10% of the market was Apple. Apple has created their own processors, which I've got a new Apple. it's so far superior to the old machine. It was like the good old days, Nick. Remember when you went from an 8088 to an 8186 or an 8286 and you had this huge, huge increase in speed and power? That is what going from Intel to these new Apple Silicon M1 processors is like. And this is just their first generation. My machine flies. I like have no problems justifying the expenditure. Plus with Apple's, you can also resell your old machine, which I did. So basically 50% cost for the new machine. Anyway, I don't want to get all techie, but I think that Intel sees the writing on the wall. And that's why that guy is stepping down, Swan. And they are going to, you know, they've got the money. They're sitting on tens of billions of dollars. They can pretty much do whatever they want.
Well, we'll see here. I mean, this has been one of the lackluster semiconductors. Semiconductors have been making new all-time highs, the bulk of them. If you look at the semiconductor ETF or you look at the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, which is the SOX, that's been making new all-time highs recently. Intel has been making, you know, basically near 52-week lows. So there's definitely a change of the guard taking place here for a reason. So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on Intel, but I just wanted to let everybody know I would not be chasing it up here and buying it at these levels up here. Let this thing pull back. Just a natural retrace could bring this back down to the low 50s again.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see. And yeah, until we see how they're really changing their course, their direction, how that's going to affect the market, I guess probably a good idea, take your profits and go. Hey, gold and silver was waffling around yesterday after the slam last week. It's been up this week. Options expiration, you think it's got anything to do with the behavior in gold and silver over the past week?
Oh, sure it does. Sure it does. That always has something to do with it. In fact, today we have gold getting a bounce. Gold futures are actually up 15 points today. So it's a nice little bounce. GLD up about 21 cents on the session. And you have gold miners today upticking a little bit. But, you know, overall, the bigger picture, we still got to do some more backing and filling here. That doesn't change. But shorter term, you know, you get these pops and then you get these drops. And, you know, what we've been talking about that for months now. And that's pretty much where we are. We're still, you know, looking at that picture developing. But longer term, it is really setting up very, very nicely.
All right. Well, we're going to see it happen at some point. That's for sure. And just like the cryptos have gone exponential, precious metals will at some point as well. And we're getting closer to March. I just wonder if March is going to become the new October.
Well, March is already one of the pivotal months of the year, along with October. So traders should always mark those months anyway, just historically speaking, in everything. That's usually a big turning point for the market. Obviously, you have the spring season, the equinox, and then October, you have the fall. So again, those are always pivotal time periods either way, not only for stocks, but also for precious metals.
Hey, and when you think about it, our history is humankind. We would have these festivals during the equinoxes, the harvest festival and the planting festival. And so maybe we really haven't changed much. The markets are kind of adapting to those cycles in ways that we can't really appreciate.
Oh, absolutely. This is stuff that I've studied for over 20 years. There's no question about it. We see big trend changes that take place all the time around equinoxes as well as solstices as well. So, you know, you have those cycles in place for a reason. They've been around forever and, you know, they'll be here till the end of time. So, again, they always have an effect on markets.
Yeah, they do always have an effect, and we think we're so advanced. We live in cities, urbanized living, we're separate from nature, and, you know, when we're hungry, we go to the supermarket, we buy food, we're not picking it, we're not harvesting, all of that. But the cycles remain regardless of the technology, regardless of how we advance as a civilization, and I think that's the important thing to note here. Anyways, hey, go over to InTheMoneyStocks.com, take a look at Nick's site, take a look at his trading record, take a look at the Twitter feeds, very helpful. That's at ITMS, at Nick Santiago 01 at Kerry Lutz. Send us your emails. We'll get to them later this week, early next week. KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great, Kerry. Thank you.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at Nick Santiago 01.